welcome to the third episode of Guns of Pandora. This is Gaming Insurrection Editor-in-Chief Lindsay Mosley. I'm going solo. It's the second quarter 2012, and we are breaking down Roland, the soldier of Borderlands. If you're just now joining me for this episode, and this is your first episode with us, we are breaking down character builds for the shooter-looter that we all love here at Gaming Insurrection that is known as Borderlands. We are huge fans of Borderlands, and so we decided we were going to start a podcast and discuss our favorite builds for our different characters and give you the lowdown on how we would build our four separate characters in the game. And so far, we have done, in episode one, we've done Mordecai. And in episode two, I did Lilith and Brick. So this is our final episode for character breakdown, and we're on Mr. Roland. So what I like to do typically is I have a printout of that I made myself. I went in and got it off of, I can't even remember, it's the Borderlands Tree Builder that the actual official website had once upon a time for the game. And you can go in and allocate skill points in a tree and to see how that would work and what you could do with your character. Well, I made a printout of it, and so I have a little packet of information for myself that shows my build that I would do and gives descriptions of what they are and what each skill is and you know, what different class mods are and that kind of thing. So for Roland, and also, actually, I should explain also for everyone, this chart assumes that, and these skill things assume that you have, that you're level 69, which is the level cap in the game, and that you have 69 or 70 skill points. It doesn't matter how many you put into each category for each character, but you can only do 5 at a time in one particular category, and you can build down. You can only build down. You have to start at the top and go down to reach different levels on the tree. So that is why I'm going to describe, when I start doing this chart and describing this chart, I'm going from the top to the bottom. So let's get started. So Roland is not my favorite character, but he's one of the strongest, if not the strongest character in the game. I've shared that view with former associate editor Jamie Mosley, who was a big fan of Roland. He had always said that Roland was like the best character in the game, and I have to say, Roland, for the way he can be built, he is extremely well-rounded in terms of skills. Everyone else is pretty good. I mean, like, you can play everybody in the game and do okay. Like, you're not going to be at a loss in the game if you pick a certain character, but Roland, I think, is the most well-rounded out of the entire crew. So that is why I wanted to do Roland last, because he has a lot of things I would pick, and I had to go through and pick out what I wanted, and I decided that that Roland is pretty well-rounded. I have a lot of things out of certain categories, out of certain parts of the tree, because Roland has, like everyone else, he has 3 different trees that you can work on with his skills after you apply the one skill to his Scorpio turret. So his skill trees are infantry, support, and medic. And so we're going to start with the infantry tree. And I like to pick, and I'll go back and describe the ones that I've picked, but I'll just list off what I pick from each part of the tree. From infantry, I pick impact, sentry, refire, guided missile, and scattershot. Now, I listed scattershot last because that is the last one that I usually pick off of that tree anyway. So that's not the actual, I mean, it's pretty much the actual order, but scattershot comes before guided missile and refire, I'm pretty certain. So it's guided missile is the very last one. But, moving forward, I usually pick off of the support tree, which is his middle tree. I pick defense, barrage, and deploy. And out of the medic tree, which is the tree to the far right, I pick fitness, aid station, overload, cauterize, and grit. So that gives me a total of, I think, let's see, that's 5, 10, 13. And if you have the 70 skill points, you can pick a 14th category, but you would have like 1 out of 5. So if I have to, I'm not even sure what the 14th one would be that I would pick. I'd have to go back and look at it. Probably something like, because I'm trying to see what haven't I picked. Probably something out of that middle tree, like quick charge or something like that. I would probably pick something like quick charge or grenadier, where you can build up your, you can recharge your grenades and all that. But probably not, because I'm probably going to use a class mod to fix that, and which I will get to later after we discuss this skill tree stuff. So going to the description, for infantry, out of the infantry tree, we're going to start at the top here, and out of the infantry tree, I pick impact. And the description for impact says, increases bullet damage with all weapon types, starts with +3% bullet damage, adds an additional +3% for each skill point of this. So you can get a max of 15%. Now, I can tell you, getting more bullet damage is helpful. It's like the same with everybody in the game. You want to do more damage. That means your bullet damage, because your bullet damage is different than, like, say you have an elemental gun, and this is where this comes into play, mostly the distinction. Because bullet damage is bullet damage is bullet damage if you have just a regular gun. But say you have an elemental gun, and you shoot somebody, it's going to do two types of damage. It's going to do bullet damage, and it's going to do elemental damage, more than likely. Now, depending on what it is, you may do more elemental damage than you would bullet damage, or vice versa. Most times, that's what the times 1, 2, 3, or 4 is when it says if you pick an elemental gun. So, if you say you have this plain gun and you're doing bullet damage, that's all you're going to do. If you don't have an element on it, that's all you're going to do. You will by all means want to increase your bullet damage. And that's what that little number up there that says, like, times it, like, say you have a masher, which does 7 shots, and you have, like, it does 123 times 7. Well, you're going to do more damage than 123 times 7. You're going to do, if you had this filled out all the way, it would be 123 times 7 plus 15% more of that. So add it on, tacked on to that. So you're going to do a lot of damage, basically. So that's why impact is important. Impact is really important. It's one of the more basic skills, but you need that. You kind of need that. And then next, I pick Sentry, which increases Scorpio turret damage. +7% Scorpio turret damage at start, an additional +7% for each skill point increase, for a max of 35% more turret damage. Now, I don't know about you, and I know there are some people out there that do not use their special skill, but I use my special skill. I use it a lot. I rely on that special skill, and that Scorpio turret is a great way to draw attention away from yourself so you can sneak in and kill people, or you can run up on them and they not pay attention, because the AI is set to not really pay you a whole lot of attention. If you got a Scorpio turret out there, it's going to split the attention between you and the turret, or you, the turret, and whoever else is you're fighting against. Like, because they turn on themselves. They'll fight other, like, human bandits will fight, like, creatures and stuff. They'll fight rock lobsters or puppies or whatever. They won't fight each other, but they'll fight, like, different, they might fight like Crimson Lance, but they're set to be like they're set to fight against a certain group of things. And so if you put the Scorpio turret out there, it's going to split the attention between you, whoever else you're fighting with, or whoever else you're fighting against. So because they consider it an enemy, so a separate enemy from you. So that is why you'll see sometimes if you throw out a Scorpio turret and you go fight against like some fire psychos, if you fight against some burning psychos or something, they will run over to the turret, take two swipes at it, which probably chops about half of his shield down, and then they'll fight it until they either get killed or they stop your turret from firing, and then they run over and try to fight you, unless you shoot at them as they're swinging at the turret. Then they might run over to you. But the key here is they tend to split the attention, and that is why you want to do more damage with your Scorpio turret, because the turret draws attention away from you, and you can use that to your advantage. You can be doing other things while the turret is acting on its own. That's why you see, Roland says, that's one of his phrases he says when the Scorpio turret does something awesome like kill people. He says, like having another soldier on the field. And that is why he says that, because it is like having another soldier on the field. So, you know, take full advantage of having that Scorpio turret out there to do stuff for you. So make it do a lot of damage while it's out there for you. So next I pick, going down, I pick Refire. I pick Refire, and the description for that is, shooting an enemy reduces the cooldown of your Scorpio turret. This effect can only occur every 2 seconds, meaning 2 second interval after hitting the first enemy. Starts off with 1 second in reduction per hit, a maximum of -5 seconds per hit every 2 seconds. So, basically, that's a whole lot of mumbo-jumbo just to tell you that as long as you're shooting people, your cooldown goes down pretty decently. It's kind of like Blackout with Lilith. As long as you're shooting someone and doing some damage, you're going to knock down cooldown off of that. It's like also like, I can't remember what the thing is. It's like Carrion Call, I think is what it is, with Mordecai, where as long as he's shooting his sniper rifle and he has to actually shoot it and hit people, he doesn't have to kill them, he just has to hit them. As long as he's shooting it and hitting people, his cooldown goes down, and you have like a max of how much your cooldown goes down. But his here, I see that's his max is -5 seconds per hit every 2 seconds. So that's not bad. I mean, once you get that filled out, that is very helpful. You always need, like, cooldown effect in this game. You need that. Because your cooldown is, if you can get your cooldown as much as possible, you will do a lot more with your special skill. So, I highly, highly recommend doing something to reduce your cooldown. Then I usually come over and pick, the last thing that I pick. Well, not the last thing, but the thing that I pick next out of this infantry tree is guided missile. Now, guided missile is cool, and I'll read you the description, and then I'll describe why this is really cool. Guided missile's description is, your Scorpio turret launches guided missiles in addition to using its regular gun. Starts off with your turret shooting a missile every 8 seconds. Max fires a missile every 4 seconds. Okay, now, this is why this is really cool, because you will have him throw out his turret. He throws it out, right? The turret starts shooting, and it sprays and does what it needs to do. Okay, the really cool thing is, like, it'll shoot out this missile, and you'll see this missile just come out, and it comes out, and you see it, and it's going, and it, like, hits somebody on the top of the head and, like, blows them up. That is extra firepower, because you want it to do that. You want it to shoot out as many missiles as possible. It's really cool when you see it actually working, and, you know, he's out there firing, plus the turret's firing, plus the missile is firing, and then, you know, if you're playing with somebody else, they're firing, and it gets really cool. That was one of the best things that I could have ever picked out of that tree for my turret, because I like my turret to be doing max damage and hitting as many turret targets as possible. And that guided missile really helps. And it doesn't discriminate on who it's going to hit. I mean, it sends out randomly. It hits whoever is considered an enemy on the battlefield. So that's why that turret is pretty awesome. So... Now, I'm going to come back up to Scattershot, which I come back and pick much later. I usually pick it, like, way later after the fact. Scattershot's description is, increases shotgun damage and decreases spread. Starts with plus 5% shotgun damage and minus 5% shotgun spread, with an additional plus 5% in damage and minus 5% in spread for each skill point allocated here. So you have a max of plus 25% damage and minus 25% spread. Now, it's pretty self-explanatory what scattershot means. You want, the thing about shotguns in this game, and it's like this in real life with shotgun, you want it to do more damage. You want the shotgun to do a lot of damage. But as long as you can knock out the spread, because the more the pellets of the shotgun are spread out, the less damage you do. And that holds true in this game. The more, the less spread that you have, the better. If you have all your shots together and they can do a lot of damage, then you're doing pretty good. And that is why also, and I can tell y'all, even though it's a different type of gun, the concept still kind of applies to, like, the Fearsome Skull Smasher, which was our previous gun in the podcast. Skull Smasher shoots out 7 shots, and it's the same, it's basically the equivalent of a sniper rifle shotgun. So, okay, it shoots out 7 different pieces at one time, okay? So, if you can get all 7 pellets to hit and not spread out and hit multiple targets, you will do more damage. The more things it has to spread out and hit, the less damage you're going to do. And that's what scattershot is basically aiming to do for shotguns. I would love it if somebody would have one of these, if they had, like, scattershot applied to sniper rifles or something like that, so I could use that with my Fearsome Skull Smasher. But it's basically the same concept. And that's what I love about scattershot, is because I use shotguns. I should point out here that if you don't use shotguns, I wouldn't pick this one. I would pick something else. But if you use shotguns like I do, and I use shotguns a lot, this will come in handy. And it also helps when you get another class mod later on, too. You'll see where that comes in handy when I get to that point. So, that's all we have for the infantry tree for Roland. And moving on over, we're going to jump over to the support tree now. Now, on the support tree, I have only 3 things. And like I said before, if I have another skill point, I would pick a 14th category out of this. And it would probably come from this part of the tree, but it's not absolutely necessary. So, out of the support tree, I start off with defense. And the description for defense is, increases how quickly your shields recharge. Starts with plus 4% shield recharge speed, with an additional plus 4% for each subsequent skill point. Now, that's wonderful, because you want your shields to recharge faster. I can never, ever, ever recommend having, like, a shield that has very slow recharge rate on it, and it will tell you slow recharge or slow regeneration. You don't want that. You want it to recharge as fast as possible. And by recharge, we mean, all right, this is a very basic concept, but when you put on a shield in Borderlands, your shield will deplete first, and then your health, unless somebody has on, like, a trespass skill like Mordecai has. Mordecai has this trespass skill that shoots, it goes through shields, basically. So what he does is, you could have a shield on and have your health out there, which is fine, but his skill allows you to bypass the shield and hit the person's health directly. So that is why you don't want to screw with any Mordecais, okay, that have a trespass skill on. And there are some people who have that skill. And there are some characters in the game other than Mordecai that have it. I don't know very many of them, but they have it. But in this case, what your shield does, it basically protects. It gives you another layer of protection before before your health starts being affected. Now, recharge rate means how fast it takes that shield to start building back up, because your shield will automatically start building back up as long as you aren't taking damage. So, as long as you have a shield on, as long as it's not taking damage, then your shield will recharge. The faster your recharge rate is and the higher that number is on your shield, the faster your shield recharges. So you want that. Let's just say you really want that. That concept is overlooked a lot, I've noticed. But that's one concept that folks need to understand. You need to have that. And I can immediately tell, like, when I play with my nephew, who's now playing Borderlands with me, when we can, he sometimes will unequip his shield or he'll sell his shield accidentally. And I'm like, no, boy. No, boy, get that shield back. You need the shield, and you need a better shield than what you got. You always pay attention to what your shield looks like. And he's playing a Roland, so this is especially important when I'm like, dude, get that skill. Like, I don't know how you're allocating your skill points because I can't see that, but I can tell you, you need this. So, yeah, defense is important. It's one of those very important basic skills that people tend to overlook. And sometimes, I mean, you don't have a choice. If that's the tree you're going to go down, you can't really, like, ignore it that much. But, you know, I can't help but push that out to you guys to pay attention to defense. So, moving down the tree, barrage. I pick barrage. Now, this is also important, and this is one of those ones that if you're one of those people that don't use the Scorpio turret, it's a lot like guided missile. If you don't use the Scorpio turret, you don't care about this, but I do, and I use my Scorpio turret, so this is why this is important. Barrage, the description for it is, it increases the number of shots your Scorpio turret fires in each burst. It starts off with plus one shot fired per burst. Max of plus 5 shots per burst. That is really cool too, because you'll hear it. It'll be like, and then it does it like a couple of times. As long as his turret can refire, it does it. That is why you want that, because it'll start out, you'll hear it at first, it's really slow and it fires like one shot, one or two shots here or there. But by the time you get this built up, he's like non-stop barrage of shots just hitting people. And that is why you really want that. The barrage, I really like barrage. It's, again, it's one of those basic ones. If you don't use your Scorpio turret, I mean, that's not going to really do anything for you. But I can't say that I know of anybody who doesn't use their Scorpio turret. So, I highly, highly suggest you use barrage. And the last thing out of this tree that I use is deploy. And the description for deploy is, it reduces the cooldown of your turret. Starts off with a reduction of plus 20%, max plus 100% cooldown. Man, you need deploy. That means you can start throwing out your turret a heck of a lot sooner. Now, combined with refire, and if you say you have both those skills on, you basically don't even have to worry about cooldown. And you're playing with somebody that may or may not have a cooldown class mod on, like Lilith, who has like teen cooldown plus like 30%. You never have to worry about throwing out your turret ever again and waiting on that cooldown to calm down. You would never have to worry about that. Basically, that's what that means. You'd never have to worry about that. So yeah, I suggest if you use that, you use your Scorpio turret, you need to have deploy. That's very important. A lot of these things on this tree, on the support tree, focus on the turret, I noticed. A lot of them do. Also, in the medic tree, a lot of the things focus on the turret, but mostly here, I've noticed they focus a lot on like supply and increasing your Scorpio turret damage and number of shots and all that stuff, which is important. Support tree is pretty good. You need that tree, really. It's got a lot of basic things, but basic but necessary. So I can't say enough about working on the support tree, even though I only pick three things out of it. You need those three things. So, all right, moving ahead, we're on our last part of the tree discussion here, and we are at medic. We're at the medic tree. So, out of the medic tree, I usually start out with fitness. Fitness increases your maximum health. Plus 5% max health at first skill point, and then you can have a max of plus 25% max health. Now, that also is important. It's basic skill, but if you can increase your max amount of health, that's a good thing. I can't stress that enough. That's a good thing. You want to increase your max health at all times. Like, you can never get enough health in this game. Never. That's one of the basic things about this game, is that you can never get enough max health. And never a big enough shield. I mean, you can always use a shield that's bigger. So, also moving down this tree, and this tree focuses a lot on health, and because it's the medic side, and it's where he can help heal himself, Roland can help heal himself and his teammates. That is why this medic tree is extremely important. I guess I should point that out now. So, moving down, I next pick aid station. And this is really good. This is really, really, really good. One of the first ones that I pick. I try to do this one as one of the first ones. The description for it is, allies near Scorpio turret regenerate health. Regenerates plus 1% health per second. Max of plus 5% health regeneration rate. Now, the cool thing about aid station is, what it does is, okay, so he has the skill on. When he throws down his turret, he has this red ring appear around the turret. And the more points that you allocate to this particular skill, the bigger that the turret ring gets. So, it's like this wide ring, and as long as you're standing in the ring, you regenerate health. Which is really cool, because you can sit there and watch your health start regenerating, and you're like, ooh, yes, give me some more health, please. I need this, like, right now. Especially if you're in this big firefight, and, you know, you're getting shot up constantly. As long as the turret's out there, that's doing a lot of damage. As long as you're inside that ring, it's doing a lot of help for you. And now, it don't stop damage from being done, but it's doing a lot of damage to other people, to like the people that you're fighting, but you're also gaining, you're benefiting from this. And that's what's awesome about aid station. That's another one, very basic, but he needs that, you need that. Like, that's helpful. Even if I think it's not only, and I think it's also for you too, as long as you're standing near it. I want to say that when they say allies, they don't mean just the people you're playing with somebody. I think they mean also, as long as you're standing next to it, you gain it too. And I'm pretty certain that's what that means. I seem to recall getting health back even when I was by myself. So, that's one of the really cool skill points that you can get for him. So moving down, we're going to move on. You get down to overload in this same one. Overload increases magazine capacity with all weapon types. Starts with plus 12% magazine size for a max of plus 60% magazine size. Now, I can't stress enough that you need more bullets in the game. And the magazine size, also, this is very basic, but it refers to the number of bullets and ammo that you can hold. Now, you get a weapon storage deck upgrade, which you can buy those out of the machine from that Marcus has, for the Marcus ammunition thing that he has. You can buy it from him. In addition to that, this also increases your capacity. So, and it increases it for all weapon types. Now, he has one. Roland has one that increases it for, like, I think it's Metal Storm. No, I'm sorry. It's not Metal Storm. It's one of these where it increases it for, oh, it's assault. It's assault off of the infantry tree that increases the magazine size and reduces recoil with combat rifles. So he also has a class mod that does it. And we're going to get to that too, because I use that. I sometimes use it, but I don't use it all the time, and it's not on my necessarily on my recommended list. But you want this for all magazine weapon types, because the more bullets you can hold, the better. And that's really, really good. And you can always tell when somebody's got that on, because you have like a heck of a lot more bullets available than that person will have more bullets on. This is just for, for himself. It's not for everybody. It's not a team, increase. The team increase comes from, the class mod, but overload is just for him. So yes, I highly, highly recommend you use overload. So the next one that I picked is cauterize. Now, cauterize is interesting and probably the best skill in the entire game. I have to say, it's one of my favorite ones in the entire game. Cauterize's description is, shooting team members heals them. This effect also works with grenades and rockets. Converts plus 6% damage from your weapon to health for a max of 30% converted damage to health. Okay. Cauterize is really freaking cool, okay? Like, I can't tell you the number of times my ass has been saved by a Roland shooting me because he had cauterize on. It was, matter of fact, it was one of the first ones that I told my nephew, dude, you need to get this, because if you have a Roland and you fighting along somebody and they just getting shot up and shot up and shot up, this is why you don't have to buy health in the game. Not only can you have a Roland that can shoot people and heal them, you can also be playing with, like, say, a Mordecai who's got the blood wing that increases the health and money prizes and stuff that come out. And you got health all over the place. This is why you will never, ever need to buy health in the game. You should never need to buy health at this point. Like, if once you get the skill going, like, it's ridiculous. Like, cauterize is one of the best skills in the game, just from the sole fact that you can shoot somebody. Like, and this is what's really cool, is that, like, I can be juggernauting through the game. I'm playing with a high level Roland, somebody else, and I'm helping somebody else who's low level. All I gotta do is shoot them one time and they got full health again, which is important in the beginning part of the game when you're struggling and you don't have a whole lot of health. That is so important. And it's really, really good. And it, combined with certain class mods, this is what makes Roland, like, completely dominating in this game. He basically takes over the game at this point. He is one that this makes him, like, the best character in the game at this point. So, yeah, cauterize, I highly recommend you work your way down this tree first to get cauterize. And the really cool thing that we discovered about cauterize is, also, say you're in a car, okay, and your car has been damaged. You didn't go and got a car from Scooter, and your car has been damaged. You on fire or some shit, all right? As long as somebody is sitting in the car, Roland, as long if he's got the cauterize skill allocated, and somebody's in the car, they can shoot the car and heal the car and the people in the car. I was like, what? We had to discover that. That was kind of interesting, because as I remembered, once I was playing with my nephew, he had cauterized, and I was like, oh, dude, I got out of the car without even thinking about it. I was like, oh, dude, shoot the car. You should be able to heal the car. And he blew it up. And I was like, damn it. And then I was like, oh, wait. That's right. You have to be in the car in order for that to work. But that's what's really cool, is that he can actually shoot the car as long as somebody's in it and heal the car, so that you don't have to go, like, say your car is on fire and you don't want to have to go trek back to go get another car, or, you know, something's happening and, you know, somebody's trying to kill you. You can shoot the car and heal the car, like, immediately. That is so awesome. That is an added hidden bonus with that. The last skill that I pick for Roland is grit. Now, grit is really cool. Grit increases your resistance to bullet damage, and it adds plus 3% bullet resistance at first skill upgrade, a max of plus 15% bullet resistance. Now, that don't sound like much in the long run, but it is very helpful. You need that resistance to bullet damage. Like, you don't want to be getting shot. You want to be resisting damage. It means basically you're going to be taking less damage if you're getting shot by somebody with, you know, whatever kind of gun it is. Now, that ain't saying your elemental damage is going to be taken down. That just means you have bullet resistance, which, as we discussed beforehand, bullet damage and elemental damage are two different things in this game. So, yeah, you want less damage done as possible to you. So, that is our discussion of the skill tree for Roland. And we're going to move on to his class mods. Now, I have four different class mods that I use with Roland. Okay, and there are some, class mods really depend on how you want to play your character. You don't have to use these class mods. I just suggest using them because this is how I play with Roland. I use shotguns a lot. I pick Commando. And Commando, off my little list here, Commando's default effect is 0 to plus 80% shotgun fire rate, which means, wow, you're going to fire your shotgun a lot. If you fire it, it's going to fire pretty fast, depending on how much of the percentage of the shotgun fire rate is added on there. And then it has a skill bonus added on to scatter shot, which I also pick for my out of my skill tree. Defense. That was another thing that I picked. And it has a possible skill bonus for quick charge. Now, the skill bonuses, that's the thing about skill bonuses. You don't necessarily have to get a skill bonus. This class mods do not necessarily come with all three of these material bonuses. And like you'll see on there, it'll say plus 1, plus 2, plus 3, plus 4 or whatever. Sometimes, depending on what it is, it'll even be at like plus 20 or something like that for your skill bonus. And in this case, this Commando class mod does not always have the defense and quick charge on it. It may have the defense, it may have all three, or it may not have any of them. The default effect is what will always show up on there. Now, there's a material effect, too, of plus 0% to plus 42% shotgun damage. And material effect 3 is plus 0 to plus 23%, plus 23 shotgun ammo regeneration. Not 23%. It's plus 0 to plus 23, which is a whole different thing. Now, those really cool. Really, really cool. I love having the shotgun ammo regeneration plus the shotgun damage. I mean, I love having that shotgun damage. But if it doesn't have the shotgun ammo regeneration, that's okay too. But I love having that because I use shotguns a lot. So that means that I don't have to worry about picking up ammo. Which, when I get down to my next one, I have one after this that's going to remedy that problem anyway. So it doesn't always have to have the ammo regeneration thing on it for me. So my next class mod that I pick is the leader class mod. Now, leader class mod is really cool because certain points of the game, this comes in handy, and certain points it doesn't. Like, for me, the leader class mod, and what it does is the default effect is plus 0% to plus 25% team extra experience. Okay? And then the skill bonus is deploy or grit or defense. Which all three of those I pick off the skill tree, which is really cool. And then material effect 2 is minus 0% to minus 28% team recharge delay, which is also really cool. That's for your shields. And then material effect 3 is plus 0% to plus 28% team recoil reduction, which is really cool too, because recoil reduction is also necessary. You need that. Because it basically refers to when you fire your gun and you recoil, the kickback on it, basically. Now, I can tell you, most Jacob's weapons have a kickback on it. If it says XX on it, it has a recoil on it, and that recoil is high. So, you want less recoil as possible. Like, if you say you shoot somebody, and that's the whole thing, like, if you shoot somebody with Sledge's shotgun, okay, the recoil reduction on Sledge's shotgun does massive kickback to the person getting shot by Sledge's shotgun if they don't die immediately, and to you, because you kind of fly back a little bit from shooting that shotgun. And that's what recoil reduction takes care of. So, the really cool thing that I like about the Leader Class mod is the Team Extra Experience. Okay, the Team Extra Experience comes in handy in two places for me in the game. One is in the very beginning when you're trying to get as many levels as possible. Okay, you really want this leveling up. You really want to get as leveled up as you possibly can in the beginning. Because certain things you go to take on in first playthrough, you'll be like, damn it, why am I not high enough level to fight these people? They are killing me. And then you'll need to go and level up and fight some more people, come back, and then you can take on certain things. That's why I'm like, yeah, you need that. You need extra experience. Okay, that's the first place where it helps. The second time that it helps for me is when I'm on playthrough 2.5 and I'm trying to get to level 69 as fast as possible. That extra experience helps. That actually really helps, because you can go fight like rot lobsters in Lost Caves. They give you a ton of experience. Well, then add on that, say you got a Roland out there with you, or you playing with Roland. You add on that team extra experience, there you go. There's your bunch of experience right there. You can add on another, like, 1,000 points of experience almost. So they can be doing, like, 4,000 experience, which is really cool. So you want to do that as much as possible, especially when you get that last little bit and you just need that little bit to boost up to the next level. That's when you want to use the Leader Class mod. But other than that, I try not to use Leader as much as possible. In the interim, I use other things, such as the next one on my list here, which is Support Gunner. Now, Support Gunner, one of the best class mods in the game. Support Gunner, the default effect on it is plus 1 to plus 27 team ammo regeneration. Then your skill bonus is Stockpile or Impact or Barrage. Okay. And then material effect 2 is plus 0% to plus 42% team magazine size. And then material 3 effect is plus 0% to plus 56% team accuracy. Now, I don't give a damn about the accuracy all that much. I mean, it's okay, but it's not. By that point, by the time you get to the point where you got like a class mod, you don't really care about the team accuracy because everybody's worried about their own accuracy anyway. Like, they're going to increase their accuracy through proficiencies, weapon proficiencies. So, it's not really all that big of a deal. The thing I'm most hyped about with the Support Gunner is the team ammo regeneration. Basically, if you can get a decent Support Gunner class mod, you never have to worry about ammo ever again in the game. Now, combine that with the fact that Roland can shoot people if you're using cauterize, like I suggested. If you got cauterize going, and he's got the team ammo regeneration, you basically have the best character in the game. He's so well-rounded at that point. And he can generate a lot of experience, too? What? Yeah, that is why Roland is killer. Roland is the killer. He is the smoking gun in this game. He's like the best character in the game, easily. So, yeah, I can't say enough about Support Gunner. The team ammo regeneration alone was killer about that. I mean, I've gotten one that was plus 27 and just rocked it. I've gotten the max amount for the team ammo regeneration part, and that was really cool. And team magazine size is also really cool too. It may or may not have that on there, but it's cool. That's actually really cool. The team magazine size is what I was talking about earlier, where I want to say it was Overload. I can't even remember which one it was. Yeah, Overload, where I was talking about where it says it increases the magazine capacity with all weapon types. Well, add on, you say you already got Overload on, and then you add on the support gunner that may or may not have the team magazine size plus the team ammo regeneration. What? Unstoppable. He is unstoppable at that point. So, yeah, support gunner, if you're going to get anything for Roland, pick up support gunner. Support gunner is one of the best ones. Also, heavy gunner, which I haven't talked about heavy gunner, but I'll come back to that one because that's a maybe for me. But that also deals with weapon magazine size. So, but anyway, I'm going to do this last one and then I'll come back to heavy gunner. The last one that I picked is tactician. And the tactician's default effect is +1% to +47% team shield recharge rate, which we've already discussed what recharge rate is, so you can see why that would be awesome. And then the skill bonus is defense, 8 station, or quick charge. And then you have material effect 3 is +0 to +3 team health regeneration, which is very cool. And then material 3 effect is +0 to +19% team shield capacity. Team shield capacity, and that's generally why I get it. Because I'll pick one that has the team shield capacity. I'll let it go until I find one that has the team shield capacity. Because it basically does the same thing that the Defender class mod does for Lilith, where her class mod makes it so that she like gives you a ton of shield. Like, it increases your shield, basically, beyond the limits of what is actually the number on it. So, the number that shows up on when you look at a shield, that's what that does. So, yeah, I always try to find one that has the team shield capacity, because that increases it for everybody, not just you. And Defender does the same thing. So, for Lilith. So, that's why I try to get Tactician. Now, coming back up here, the one that I wanted to talk about was Heavy Gunner, which is generally a maybe for me. Okay, Heavy Gunner, the default effect on that is +0% to +80% weapon magazine size. Okay, and then the skill bonus is Impact, Overload, and Metal Storm. And then Material 2 effect is 0% to +65% weapon fire rate. And then Material 3 effect is +0% to +42% weapon damage. Now, the weapon magazine size thing is what makes that really awesome. Because, and even though I don't use it that often, I've seen the awesomeness that is weapon magazine size. Alright, here's the scenario. Say you have 4 people that you're playing with, okay? And the 4 of you are all Rolands. And okay, more than likely, you're all going to probably have the cauterize on. Plus, you're going to have on heavy gunner. You may have on heavy gunner. All 4 of you may have on heavy gunner. If you can imagine what that's like for a minute. All 4 of you have on heavy gunner. That means your weapon size, and also all of you have the overload skill on, which increases the weapon magazine capacity for all weapon types. You imagine how much ammo you could hold at that point? I mean, that's ridiculous. I have seen it where there was 2 of us playing, and we both had our Rolands out, alright? And we both had on heavy gunner. Because we tested this. We both had on heavy gunner. And one of us had a Rowdy Revolution. Which, generally, if you have a Revolution gun, that increases, that has an increased, way increased magazine capacity size. A Revolution is generally it's a gold level combat rifle. Okay? And generally, I've seen the Rowdy Revolution, and those are pretty cool. But the thing had like 104 bullets in it to start with. That gun had 104 bullets to start with. With two Rolands that had the heavy gunner on plus overload, the gun had like 500 shots in it. It is not supposed to have that many shots in it. I've actually seen it where it's had like 1,000 shots in it. And I was like, that's crazy. How is that possible? And then that's when I was told that that's what heavy gunner does. So that's why I was like, wow, heavy gunner, you are ridiculous. So that is it for my class mod descriptions for my soldier. And so, I mean, I can't stress enough the awesomeness that is rolling in this game. I think all of the characters are actually pretty good. And I think that Roland, out of all of them, even though Lilith is my favorite character, I think Roland is very well rounded. He's quite possibly the best character in the game. I can't really see where he has all that many flaws, really. I really don't. I mean, I could pick out a flaw maybe, but I would be hard pressed to find something that made Roland just be unplayable and make, I mean, and that's with everybody, but definitely with Roland, I would be hard pressed to find something that made me go, oh, Roland's unplayable. So, I wanted to, close out our podcast, this episode, with, the gun of the podcast. So I had to look through and figure out what gun I wanted to pick for this podcast. I thought about it and I gave it a little bit of thought and went back and looked at our other guns of the podcast, and I'm pretty certain I didn't pick the same gun as before in the first and second one, which I didn't. I noticed now I did not. The gun of the podcast for episode 3 is the Combustion Hellfire, which, drum roll please, Combustion Hellfire is the best fire SMG, and actually one of the best elemental SMGs you can get in the game. Now, it's rivaled by, if I could ever find, which is extremely hard to do, a fire malevolent savior, okay? However, the Combustion Hellfire beats out the fire, the burning malevolent savior, which I've had, and it's a fire malevolent savior. It beats that out for the sole fact that it does x4 fire. It does. It does x4 fire elemental damage. Now, that makes a difference. That might not sound like a big deal, but that makes a huge difference when you're fighting against people. People and skags. Fire would tear someone up. It's like doing acid damage. Acid used to do a lot of damage, but fire does a ton of damage in the game. You can set somebody on fire and it immediately, depending on what the elemental times property is, it will do a lot of damage. But you are guaranteed every single time to have a Combustion Hellfire do x4 fire damage. Every single time. There is no less than 4 for a Hellfire. As far as I know, there is no less than 4. You can't get anything lower than a x4. I mean, Hellfire is awesome. As soon as I can find one in the game, and generally you can get a Hellfire. I've seen Hellfires. The lowest level Hellfire I've ever seen is level, I want to say 19, but I could be wrong about that. I want to say it's been level 25 is the lowest that I've ever seen a Hellfire. You can get one, basically you can get one on first playthrough. But I haven't seen anything less than, I don't think I've ever seen anything less than 19. Level 19 for a Combustion Hellfire. But you can, they're pretty common. They're a pretty common legendary weapon because they're gold level weapons. They aren't anything, they aren't like a pearlescent or anything. They are gold level legendary weapons. As far as I know, that's like the best fire one that you can get in the game, and it's one of the more common legendary weapons, because you can find them on first playthrough, and generally, they kind of give it to you. They're like, okay, well, you need a fire weapon now, so here you go. But yeah, a combustion hellfire, the best. It is the best in terms of fire damage. It will always be times four and always comes in handy against most of the game's population. I mean, it does okay against, like, spider ants and whatever, but mostly against rock lobsters. You can do a ton of damage against them. Bandit population, I mean, because that's human population. You can burn them up immediately. They don't necessarily have, like, a weakness to it, but it's pretty much, like, guaranteed to kill somebody. Even at a low level against, like, a high-level person, I mean, you're still going to do some damage. You're going to do the elemental damage. And then, of course, if, say, you're playing with a Lilith who increases elemental chance with her team elemental chance, I mean, that times four turns into times six or times seven. It's crazy. And that is why you want to have a good fire SMG, and you definitely want the combustion hellfire, because you know you're going to be doing more damage. Also, you add on the fact that Lilith, in particular, has a Firefly class mod that does increased fire damage. So that times six or times seven combustion hellfire elemental damage then turns into times eight or times nine. I mean, it doesn't tell you that. Like, it doesn't outright tell you that with numbers or whatever, but you can pretty much figure it out, especially when you, like, burning things up immediately. Like, that's, yeah, you can pretty much figure out that it's more than, obviously more than times four. So, yeah, gun of the podcast, combustion hellfire. Get one. If you see one in the game, do not pass it up. Get it. Even if it's not that close to your level, that's one of the few guns I will ever recommend still using, even if it's not close to your level, because you can make that work. You can force that to be decent, even at a low level. So, that's going to wrap up our episode 3 of the Guns of Pandora podcast for second quarter 2012. We appreciate you listening, and we here at GI are very appreciative of you listening to this podcast. I don't know if this podcast will go on hiatus. It is just myself, and so doing this, and so it's kind of hard to sit down and do all this on my own, and it was planned to be done with two people in mind. So I don't know, now that we've covered everybody and class mods and things, I don't know if I'm going to continue on with the mission structure like I had planned to when there was two people involved. It is kind of hard for me to do this by myself, so doing the missions on my own is a little hard to do. I've pretty much memorized the game all the way through, so at least through, and it doesn't really change from playthrough to playthrough, but I've pretty much memorized the game at this point. So I may continue to do the missions and do another podcast for this and keep going with it. But in any event, even if I don't and I put it on hiatus, I do want to thank everyone who's listened to this podcast. It's a labor of love for me, and because I really love Borderlands, and of course now that Borderlands 2 has been announced and given a release date, I'm also extremely hyped for Borderlands. Still, I mean, even the first game, so. I'm really excited about Borderlands in general, so I do want to thank everyone that has listened to this podcast. I know it's only been 3 episodes, but, you know, hey, them's the breaks. So, I hope to possibly do more podcasts for the Guns of Pandora, and look for it on our Guns of Pandora main site, which is gunsofpandora-main.htm. At gaminginsurrection.com. It's under our multimedia listings for in our navigation bar at the top. You can always find the Guns of Pandora there. So thank you for listening, and I hope that you'll continue to download this podcast and listen to it, and I hope that we've been some kind of help for you in getting started, at least getting started with Borderlands and figuring out who you want to play with and where you want to go with the game. So Thank you for listening, and I hope to talk to you real soon.